You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in again. Welcome to Knockouts and Three Counts. We actually have two guests with us tonight. We have a past guest of the show and friend of the show, Seth Johnson, with us.
What up, though, Detroit?
And also, we have from Cage in the Cave podcast, we have Bobby Adams. How you doing, bro?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
And as usual, I'm one of your hosts, Kyle Collison. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout. And on Facebook at Kyle Collison. And then you've got the other two dummies to my left.
That was such a great host, but his own social media before everybody else's.
Well, he said dummy, so he wasn't talking to me. But I am Devin McKenzie. Pretty intelligent. You can hit me up. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you hit up SouthfieldQualityCars.com and check out their inventory. And when you go in to purchase your car, use the reference code 19309. That's
1939.
No. It's 19309.
I had to throw the jab in there.
09. So make sure you go put that reference code in when you go buy your car, and you will get $500 off of your purchase.
See, Kyle, he can't remember some things.
Let's be real. That's just because he wants it to save money off his car.
You'll save money.
Yeah.
He wants to save himself some bread.
Thanks, right? Kyle, for fucking up my shit. I appreciate that.
And I'm the other Kyle. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos, TEAMKAYOS, all one word. Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. And if you just listen to the All Stick, No Sizzle podcast, welcome. That's what we call symmetry.
That's a new word for y'all.
And Seth and Bobby, make sure you throw your social media out there. We'll start with you, Seth.
Absolutely. It's Seth Johnson. Social media is Superman1278, Superman1278.
On the Twitter.
Swift. On the Twitter.
All right, Bobby, make sure you throw your social media and anything you got going on, sir.
Just Facebook, man. I'm Facebook, Bobby Adams. And then you can follow our show, Cage in a Cave, on Facebook. No Twitter. I don't get on all that stuff.
No, I really don't use Twitter.
I have three tweets since 2014, so I can't say anything.
So we've got Bobby on the show with us today. We've got we had past guests in the show from last week. Manib will be fighting this weekend at Motor City Casino. On Bobby's show last week to break down that card. Bobby, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show, like how long you guys have been around, how you got into it, all that good stuff.
So the show's been around for about 3 years now. My cousin Andrew called me. He'd done like three shows without me. He did it with a buddy of his who knew absolutely nothing about MMA. Wilson, I love you to death, but Jesus Christ. So he called me. He's like, dude, I need somebody that knows something about this. Well, I've been training on and off since 2007. So he's like, I need somebody who knows something. Come on. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I ain't got nothing better to do on Sundays. I was originally supposed to just come on every other week. And I was like, this is kind of fun.
Usually how it goes.
Yeah, and then, 3 years later, I'm at damn near every event and interviewed some pretty cool people, man.
Cool. So, nice. I mean, you guys are traveling around to all these fights. How do you are you guys getting connects like with becoming like official podcasts for some of the local spots, or what are you guys just checking out fights?
Originally, we had worked out a deal. We were going to do a podcast exclusively for KOP.
Because I thought I'd heard about that.
That's there was a knockout podcast for a minute. And then some shit happened and it kind of just fell apart.
Wow.
But you know what? It works out better for us because we're not exclusive to one show. So it's kind of putting a strain on, going to the WXCs, the TXCs, And
so you don't have to have loyalty.
Yeah, I don't have to have loyalty now to one single promotion. I can kind of base my show and basically do whatever the hell I want, interview right. whoever I want, and not have to worry about any backlash from a promoter saying, "Oh, you interviewed their guys and didn't interview ours." And nah, fuck that.
And so this is kind of a question I ask a lot of the people that come in, especially the local guys. How important, from a podcast standpoint, is it to promote these local promotions and get the word about out there about the KOPs, the WXCs, and stuff like that?
It's depends. I mean, if they're giving the love back, then it tends to blow up a little more. But you know, I like my thing is I like getting like the guys who are on like the lower end of the card on the show with, let's say, Muneeb's are already a big fighter. You know what I mean? I would like to get somebody who's like not at Muneeb's level of the amateurs, right. just a little bit lower, and then pair them with Muneeb too. So that way people start following. Like, oh shit, who was this other guy?
Right. Mm. Okay.
And they're like, oh, okay, this guy's sweet. Let me start following this kid. That was my whole goal. Like when we started, it was just us bullshit.
Right.
It was just us bullshit. And I'm like, dude, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to fucking go out of my mind. There's no content. Right. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start contacting some of these amateur fighters. And honestly, dude, I would go through and I'm like, I type out a whole message and I delete it. I'm like, oh, that's fucking stupid.
almost like you're about to message a girl.
Yep.
No.
Let me try this again. Let's type it all out. Ah, fuck, that sounds stupid.
And then it's too aggressive.
Yep. And then I was like, you know, then I finally sent, I think the first guy that I had messaged was a fighter out of Indiana, but he fought up here a lot, Aaron Smith. And
is that Aaron Beat 'em Up Smith?
Yep. And he actually was the first fighter we ended up sponsoring. And the relationship with him just grew. And then Muhammad Al-Shatri was one of the next guys.
Past guest of the show. Yeah. Shout out to Mo.
Mo's a fucking savage.
Yeah, so I've seen. Yeah.
That he is.
But yeah, it just... From there, the podcast kind of grew, and I think we've done quite a bit. You know, I was able to interview, I think it was two shows before we had you on, Michael Carpenter, purple belt out of 10th Planet Jiu Jitsu, Detroit. He went out to Alabama and did a 16-man tournament for $2,000. Had a couple guys here from Detroit. David Garmo was in that tournament.
Yep. Hootie was in it too, wasn't he?
Who?
Was it Hootie or was it Khalil that was in there with Garmo?
Khalil, I think.
Yeah, I know they both were supposed to do that.
Khalil made it to the second round. Garmo lost in the first. And Carpenter ended up taking into the final round and got tapped out with 2 minutes left. I mean, that was one of our highest rated shows.
Yeah. And that's a star-studded – I mean, I know you guys may not know as much about the grappling scene. Garmo's a guy I've known since he started, and he just got his black belt recently and has been training a lot over in Japan. I trained with him getting ready for the Michigan Open and stuff.
Yeah, Garmo's a fucking stud. Mm. And Carpenter beat him last year when Carpenter was still a blue belt. So that just shows you how fucking good Carpenter is. And Carpenter's only been doing jiu-jitsu for 2 years.
Right.
And he's a black belt already?
No, he's only a purple belt.
Oh.
But he's tapping out guys who are black belts and, you know, making it to the finals of tournaments that, you know, they pulled guys from fucking everywhere for that $2,000 tournament. I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And that, honestly, that was one of our highest rated podcasts recently.
Yes, if you got it, you got it, huh?
Hell yeah. And it was a cool story that he told, you know. You know, and plus, you know, he wrestled at University of Michigan, so he's kind of got a leg up.
Well,
I
always liked him, but then doesn't hurt. Go.
So, a question I got off of something you guys have brought up: sponsorship is something that we've thrown around a little bit, and we had talked about like how did that come to be? Like, what were the logistics of that?
How did you make money off the podcast?
Well, not even just that, but I mean, how does that?
I've made $200 off the podcast in 3 years.
No, and I mean, I just mean that in the sense of, is it like, was it like the old school thing where you just got them putting your logo on the shorts, or like, how did that even start?
It started like that, but it's slowly transformed because, in all honesty, when, because we had, Devin Smith and Josh Bruckner in their last fights. Mm-hmm. So our logos were showing on their shorts on Fight Pass. So I didn't really give a shit about them giving us a blast on social media because all honesty, all they got to do is look out, you know, our logo is forever on Fight Pass. That's fucking huge. That's in, I don't know how many homes. But with other guys, I like to have them, you know, kind of give us shout outs on social media every, you know, every couple of weeks. I don't ask for anything huge. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just a, you know, go check out my sponsor, go give them a like.
Do you see that really does bring like an influx of?
It does. When I notice that some of the bigger guys do it, I notice that we'll get jump, you know, 10 followers within, you know, a couple hours. And it's like, all right.
Okay.
Well, at least it's working. Okay. At least my money's not just going down the drain.
Well, I got a question. And I'm pretty sure it was your page that did the basically year end awards, right?
No, it wasn't our page.
But you guys won.
I guess. I'm waiting for that guy still to announce everything. I think
he never announced it?
He never announced anything.
Okay. Well, that ruins my question. Well, all I'm saying is that we want to get nominated for that award, man. If we happen to go up against each other, man, may the best man win.
I nominated the undercard. I personally nominated the undercard because I know Bradley. Hmm. And he was actually one of the first shows that we kind of co-podcasted with.
Okay.
Podcaster fight.
Randy's just throwing out them jabs, bro.
But yeah, I nominated, you know, undercard, and you know, they for the last 3 years we were nominated all 3 years. Finally, the first time I think we won.
Maybe? I think you got, well, when I checked it, you guys were definitely in the lead. But that's like one of the goals that I have for our podcast this year is to, at the very least, be nominated for that.
It's nice just to be nominated.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here, to get the ratings up. That's exactly. Why Seth is here.
Seth is the one bringing in the ratings.
Bringing that velvet gold.
Bringing voice. In that sleeper.
Man, so the promotions that you guys have been to, like your WXCs, your KOPs, and many other ones. What are some of the ones that you enjoy going to personally?
Personally, I like going around here, like WXC or a TXC, just because I know more of the fighters on a personal level.
Right.
I've trained with a lot of them. And now, because when people ask what my favorite promotion is, I can't ever give a straight answer. Right. Because each one of them has different things that I like. Like, I love the venue for KOP.
Out there in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, they do it at the
Delta
Plex. I've
heard nothing but good things about
that. Dude, it's so amazing. The amount of people they pack in that place, and it's usually always sold out. You know, these guys are fighting in front of like 3,000-4,000 people.
Okay.
I mean, you don't get that, unfortunately, down here for some reason.
Detroiters really don't like to go out for too much.
Fuck no, I don't understand it.
Back in the day, like in the 90s, my father and my uncles, they used to go to boxing matches and stuff. But it's just, if you want to see something not niche, but something that you're not going to just normally just see any Friday night, you have to go out for it now. But that's kind of the good thing about a lot of stuff, because it brings you out to different venues. Like, I know the guys were saying we want to do something like that. Normally, I wouldn't go out that far for something. But if I hear these two guys, you know, suggesting them, like, all right, well, maybe it's worth the trip to Grand Rapids.
Well, what's cool now is because, you know, Clip, which was DCS, they've got the soundboard. That venue's dope.
Nice.
That venue is dope.
Yeah, we'll be there Friday checking out Manib.
Yes, sir.
And then I used to like the production value of TWC.
Yeah, I've seen their shows too. They're pretty cool.
They had the old, like, Pride style, like, the board, the fighter's name would go across. Okay. It was cool. I mean, that was something different.
Whatever happened to them? I haven't heard anything about a card.
I think the owner is making a crap ton of money doing something else.
Yeah, no shock there.
Mm. But yeah, I mean, it's like what makes me mad about this side of town for MMA is how many people spent how much money going to the UFC?
A shit ton.
Well, I got my ticket for free, so.
But it's like you can spend fucking $35 and go watch these local guys who a lot of the time, some of these local fights are better than the ones they put on these pay-per-views. Yeah. And it's like, why don't you show some support to some of these guys? Because, you know, it's going to be a point in time with either A, these guys are going to retire, unfortunately, because they're not going to make it. Or if they do make it, it's going to be expensive as shit. And you might not get to see them ever fight again because they're not going to be fighting here.
I agree. That's definitely something that I definitely wanted to get into more, is going to a lot more local fights, because I've traveled to, you know, California, Texas, and Maryland, and different states to see the UFC fights, but definitely want to see a lot more here in the city of Detroit to support the local guys.
And see, and that's one thing that I liked when we started our show, and it's something that you guys have obviously done quite a bit of. I remember when we first started to go start ours, you know, that's part of why we decided to do, you know, wrestling and MMA, because he had told me he'd been to so many UFC fights. But I told him, I said, dude, there's all this shit that we've got local that, like, if we can get people to build up off of that, like, it'll help our listenership, you know, out here.
Right.
And, like, I had him go with me when Josh fought Devin Smith to WXC, you know. And it's cool, man, because it's like the thing I like about – a WXC fight or something here local as opposed to a UFC thing, the atmosphere is sometimes even almost more hype, I guess.
People are more invested in these fights because they know these guys on a personal level.
That's like going to a college game. I mean, if you go to a college or a high school game versus going to Little Caesars, you're going to get a better environment. Granted, it's not as big, but it just feels different. You know, like you said, people are more invested because most of them is their family.
For sure.
You know, so nobody's going to cheer louder for you than your family. So that's one thing. But like you said, you have to support it more.
Well, you guys seen the fight between – you were at the WXC. You seen the fight between Mo and Brandon McLaughlin.
I saw some clips of that. Yeah.
I'm watching like this because I train with Brandon, and I've become such a good friend with Mo, and it's like, God damn it.
Don't hit him too
hard. Then Marcus and Ken, they both fought. I'm friends with both of them. Marcus is my roommate.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm sponsoring both Devin and Josh. And I've known Josh since he was like 15, 16 years old.
Right.
Mm. And Devin, you know, I've built a pretty good relationship with him. You know, we joke around with each other all the time. And it's like, dude, stop fighting, guys.
just like, draw.
I'm like, yes. Oh, fuck, no, that means I don't know who to root for. I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Those are always the hardest fights, too, because, like, 9 times out of 10, if Don's cornering somebody, even if it's somebody that I personally haven't trained with as much, I tend to always go that way. Right. But with it being Mo, I'm like, fuck.
I can't. Like, we literally had Mo in here.
I just had him on my show. Like, what the fuck? I can't
hit him. Oh, wait a minute. Don't
hit him. Or then the one I'll never forget. It was the funniest thing. Do you remember when Don did it? Was like AFC versus Fuse or whatever?
Yep, I was there at that one.
So, a guy that had trained with us for a little while, but he had left, we were walking around and he fought Mike Glenn.
Okay. Dobbs.
Dominic Dobbins. Yeah. So he came up to me and he's like, bro, walk out to the cage with me. I said, bro, I can't. You're fighting a guy from Don's school. Like, what the fuck do I look like walking out with you? He's like, yeah, be in my corner. It's like, how am I supposed to do that? Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that's the thing that's always fun about the local scene. Plus, man, like you said, they get so much more invested. I'll never forget. Were you at the fight for TXC? Was it? It wasn't Adrian's. It may have been his last fight when he fought TJ Laramie and he lost. And all the Albanian people that were there almost fucking rioted in place. They like
Prepelec. Yeah, TJ Laramie fought Vince Murdoch.
Oh my god, dude! We were there, and you'll see this because we're doing a tentative. We're supposed to be doing a live show for TXC March 31st.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if Adrian's fighting, be prepared to be like crowded.
I tried to explain this to them, like, dude, literally. I guess the closest thing I can explain it to, because they all have the flags too. If you didn't know what the flag was, you'd think it was a bunch of Bloods, bro, because they're all swinging the red flag around with the big black eagle. Well, and these motherfuckers
do well, not only that. I remember specifically somebody was running around with the flag, and security had to tell him, like, stop, bro. You can't be running around here like that. Like, you're going to cause somebody to slip and fall.
Wow.
That's going to catch somebody in the face.
And then dude, it was so funny. So Fabio, shout out to Fabio. They had us do security so we could get in for free. And we're standing there, and like we could tell shit was about to get gnarly because Adrian started to get tagged up a little bit. His people had never seen him get tagged ever. And you could slowly but surely just see like this mob of people like going up close to the cage. I was like, dude, if he gets knocked out, this fucking place is going to riot. And, like, by the end of the fight, they were all, like,
on top of this, we were cage side doing a live broadcast as these people are closing in. I'm pushing somebody back. Like, get back off of me. Like, right. You guys are sweaty. I'm tired of this. somebody stinks, garlic. But yeah, like they flipped a nut, but it didn't get as bad as I thought it was gonna get. I thought it was gonna get nasty.
I literally thought it was about to, like, because dude, they were like running up on the cage screaming shit in Albanian that I can't understand. Well, but I knew it wasn't good.
Not only that, it was just a bad knockout.
Oh yeah, dude.
Because he was Krapelek hit him with a spinning back fist that knocked him out. Ooh. And then he stands over him, screams, and then hits him with the right hand one more time.
Ooh.
Ooh. Like, that's what kind of pissed me off. I was like, damn, the knockout. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
But then you got the whole Albanian nation right behind you.
Well, it kind of broke my heart because I trained with Adrian.
Yeah. Adrian's a teammate of ours at Fuse, dude.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. I mean, that sucked. He got knocked out. I'm like, oh, all right. He screamed. It was just like a primal yell. Like, he just, like, deep down. And then he let out another shot. I'm like, oh, fuck.
And Adrian's such a nice dude, too, man. And the crazy part about it, when all that went down, like, you guys don't know this yet because you haven't met Adrian, but you'll see it when TXC comes because I assume he's most likely going to be on that card. So – Adrian's a celebrity over there in Albania. Like, they have him on their news all the fucking time.
Oh, wow.
So, like, for him to lose in front of all those people, that shit's going to make their press. That's going to make their news. That's going to make all kinds of shit. So that was quite the scene.
Well, let me ask a general MMA question that kind of piggybacks off of that. You're saying Adrian has basically a whole nation behind him, and mm-hmm. Conor McGregor, he has a whole nation behind him, and in boxing, that's like a big thing. You know, Canelo has a nation behind him.
Floyd has money behind him.
Yeah. But when he was a pretty boy, nobody liked him. Wasn't until he became money.
Became money, yeah. That's
because I honestly,
just for the record, I liked him from the beginning because he was knocking.
I liked
out.
Him. I liked
he's
him
from Detroit. From Flint, anyway.
I liked him, but then when I saw the whole money thing, I'm like. Kind of looks like Pretty Boy Floyd. And boy's like, no, it's the same guy. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, well, I'm like, because I think he did a bob and then just hit a guy with the left. I'm like, I seen somebody do that exact same move. I'm like, ain't that, I don't remember this dude, Pretty Boy. I saw him in the living. He's like, no, that's him. I'm like, oh, it's the same guy. I'm like, oh, he changed his name. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I rocks with this dude.
Yeah, but my question is, like, how important is it to have that big of a following behind you to become successful? Not even just on the local scene, but as a national fighter as well.
I'll put it to you this way. Adrian had a meeting he sat down. I don't know if he sat down and actually had lunch with Dana White or they ran into him when they went out there. Mm. But Dana has met with Adrian.
Okay.
Adrian was on the list of people for the Contender Series.
Now there's a guy, Troy Lampson, who is 9-2 right now, who's a little butthurt about that. He's from Michigan. He's from here. He wrestled at Michigan State. He's kind of, yeah, right? Already off rip. But I do have a good friend, Bobby Nash, who wrestled at Michigan State, and he's a fucking monster. He made it to the UFC.
Right.
That's a name I've heard.
Yeah, he's a fucking animal. He's actually a local kid. He's from Roseville.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get him on the show one day.
Nice.
But, it goes to show you, like, the following that Adrian had was able to get him, the meeting with Dana, right. And you got a guy like Troy who's a fucking monster in his own right, hasn't got that meeting yet, hasn't got that call
yet. That's the rub. Mm. You got that Dana.
Yeah, Troy actually just beat the guy, Kyle Prepelec, who knocked out Adrian.
So that's what the...
Dana knows what he's doing.
MMA, transitive property. Yeah. Oh, you beat this guy, so therefore...
Well, I mean, you also got to understand when we're talking about Adrian, before he lost that fight, Adrian was like a karate champion before he ever did MMA. Like, that's why if you ever watch any of Adrian's fights, he's fast as shit on his feet. May not have the most power, but he hits you and hits you a lot. And he kicks hard. So, he had between that and the fanfare that he had a lot of hype coming to him. Both him, Marco didn't make that list, did he, for the contender thing?
Marco actually went out to the Ultimate Fighter.
That part I knew, but I knew with Adrian, I saw him on the list of people that they were talking about for the next season of the contender thing.
I don't remember if they posted, but if they didn't, he is on it now, for sure. If he made the Ultimate Fighter list and then they just, cut his weight class.
So Do you see anybody else coming from the MMA scene around here besides Adrian making it to the Contender Series or the Ultimate Fighter?
Marco's
one of them. He's gonna Marco's gonna need another year, and he's gonna have to fight more than once this year.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Then you've got Troy Lamson, who's a stud. You've also got Daquan Townsend. He's fighting for WXC on the 17th. His opponent is actually from Hamtramck.
I like him already.
That's Muhammad Abdullah. Which one?
No, I'm sure.
I live in Hamtramck. I see what you did there.
I lived in Hamtramck for 6 years. Got a lot of friends over there.
But, he's on that short list too. Muhammad's a savage too. And then you've got, did I say Daquan? Pretty sure I did.
Yeah, you said Daquan.
Really? I mean, at this point, that's kind of, and Devin Smith. Devin Smith's another one. He's 6-1 right now. He's rattled off 6 straight since losing to Marco.
Damn.
It's a pretty good streak, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him fight Josh, man. That was a pretty heated fight going into it, man.
Yeah, they did some pretty good shit talking.
So speaking of the local fights, before we go to break here, we had talked about how when I was on your show, we were talking about the clip card. Obviously, guest of the show, Muneeb got his fight changed. He'll now be fighting Marcus Wheeler.
Yeah, he's fighting Marcus Wheeler. His opponent actually was in the hospital.
Had pancreatitis from what I saw.
And then the big fight that I'm looking forward to seeing, and this is why I told you this is probably going to be the best fight on the card. You've also got Derek Mendel, who is the former King of the Cage champ, versus Taylor Moore, who just fought over in China from SFS.
Also fought for the TXC bantamweight belt against Mike Hernandez.
This is true.
And came up a little short.
But that was a damn good fight, though.
Hell yeah, it was.
Yeah, so other than those, what are some other fights coming up this Friday at Motor City that you're looking forward to? And talk a little bit more about Muneeb. He's a friend of the show.
I'm looking forward to Muneeb's fight. Muneeb's a good kid. Excited to see his pro debut. He's going up in weight. I think he's going up to 45. He was really supposed to fight at 125. Even then, I see him killing this guy.
Oh, I didn't know they were putting him up to 45. You didn't tell me.
I was reading some of the comments, and I seen that it's at 45.
Wow.
Because it's such short notice.
Damn, that's going to be interesting, though, because I know Muneeb was already, I don't know if he had already started his cut or what, but.
If not, he can eat whatever he wants now.
Yeah.
So he can come back in and eat all the snacks he wants now.
Right. That was a running joke when he was on the show. He's like, dude, don't let me eat nothing. I can't have nothing but water and coffee.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah, but what other fights are you looking forward to on this card?
Really, I'm looking forward to seeing what Chalbeck does, John Chalbeck. I don't know much about his opponent. I know he originally fought his opponent in boxing and stopped him. It was John was either 1-0 or 2-0 in boxing at the time. Looking forward to seeing what Chalbeck does. And then I'm also, the co-main event is kind of interesting. It's a rematch between these two guys, Lou Rydecki and Brandon Noble. Interested to see if Noble was able to correct some of the problems that he had in his last fight with him.
He's training at UJK again.
I think he went back, yeah.
See, that guy has bounced around so many camps. Wasn't he the one that got Michigan Top Team tattooed on him too?
Maybe.
I could swear, I want to say it was him, but there was a guy.
I think he left Top Team just because, he was working so much and wasn't really able to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And UJK kind of, fits his schedule.
Work schedule.
Yeah.
Was he on that WXC card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I knew the name sounded familiar.
He fought the guy who kept on falling to his back.
Okay. Okay. I remember that fight now.
So his opponent made it super fucking boring.
So for those of you that are looking for something to do this Friday, Knockouts and Three Counts and Cage in the Cave will be in the building this Friday, Motor City Casino. Check them out. We got some good fights this weekend.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, get your tickets. I know there ain't many left. I know Muneeb said he was about out of tickets. So.
Oh, yeah.
So fun venue. Randy, how much time we got left till break?
However long you want.
How about we just cut to break now, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit of wrestling?
Sound good to me.
All right, we'll be back after a short break. Well, welcome back to Knockouts and Three Counts. We're going to talk a little bit of wrestling.
Wrestling.
So since we're coming off the MMA side of the show, obviously the first thing that we should probably go into is the arrival of Ronda Rousey at the Royal Rumble.
Say that three times fast.
Fuck you. But Bobby, you know, you being a big MMA fan, and since I found out you like wrestling too, give me your thoughts on what you thought of Ronda coming in and what you think about her heading towards WrestleMania.
First off, didn't like the coat. I'm watching, I'm like,
it's too big.
Coat looks fucking stupid on her. Take that thing off. Now that you guys explained to me that it was actually Rowdy's coat, it makes more sense, but still, take the coat off. You look fucking dumb.
She was like a kid playing in her father's
closet. Exactly. trying too hard.
We all said, like, damn, that coat's too damn big.
it was too bulky.
Said that, and then when we found out Roddy Piper thing, it was like, okay, at least it makes a little sense now.
But they should have got one that was like,
I stand by it. I'm sorry. I stand by it, man.
I understand, you guys wanted to, go and make it the same look. Get one that was tailored to it.
But see, that's what gets me about the whole gimmick thing. You took his jacket too. You got his jacket, you got his nickname, you got his shirt. God, get original. I'm like, I know you're rowdy.
Hey, at least
do something different.
At least his kid was the one that suggested
it's a cool thing.
He's the one that suggested cool. The coat though. At least.
It's cool. Okay. But you know how Sasha gets shit about giving big ups to Eddie.
Oh yeah.
She's just saying she loves him. This is the whole gimmick.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
That's the thing. It's like, it's a little bit much.
And then, you know, the whole pointing thing. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
We know you're going to fight at WrestleMania. That was kind of what we figured.
Hey, maybe she had laryngitis. You don't know.
I mean, give her a mic. If she can talk a little bit. We've seen her cut some promos, even getting ready for her fights. Mm-hmm. We know she can talk a little bit. Mm-hmm.
See, Devin,
they missed.
I tried to make this argument to Devin, and Devin was like, I don't know, man. I don't think she's going to be good on the mic. I was like, dude, all she's got to do is talk shit.
No, I think this is going to be an utter failure. No. And I hate to say that, but I think it's going to be a
failure. If they put her in a marquee matchup, it's going to be an utter failure.
Well, they're going to.
Well, they need to. If they're going to do anything,
Charlotte's
going to
carry that.
They don't need to do that matchup.
I don't want to see it.
I would much rather see her teamed up with The Rock versus Stephanie and Triple H. That way, The Rock and Triple H can carry a majority of the match. Let Ronda come out, hip toss Steph, put her in an armbar, end the match.
Because the thing is, okay, devil's advocate. And I like saying this, as you know now.
Mm. That's a new keyword.
Quintessential match.
Kick you in the nuts.
So, okay, you put Ronda versus Charlotte. Charlotte is objectively the best female wrestler they have. And probably the best
ain't
female.
No objectively about it.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate. Some people may say no ask, some people may say no ask. Charlotte's the best wrestler they got. Female wrestler they have.
Okay. I like Bayley.
Bayley's dope.
Don't get me started on that shit. Listen to some of our old shows.
What, you don't like her?
Okay. Overrated.
What?
I didn't say overrated.
Overrated.
Sasha's pretty savage too.
Oh, don't. I put a baby in her. okay. You get Charlotte and you get Ronda. Even if it's 4 stars. Great match. Wow, Ronda came out and shined. That. Where you go?
Yeah, you're not.
You have nowhere to go. You set it up too high. Like I said, if you do that match, the mixed tag match, if it's good, okay, we want to see more Ronda. Bring it back. Now you start a feud with her and Charlotte. Now that builds up.
I wouldn't even do that yet. I'd start a feud with somebody. Let her get her feet wet.
I agree
with his idea, and the thing that I kind of thought of after what we had initially talked about when we were watching the Rumble is I could see them doing, you know, The Rock and her versus Stephanie and them, and then have her, you know, feud with a couple people or whatever.
Make her feel like a wrestler.
Well, because they're gonna keep her in the performance center for a while to keep her training so that her wrestling side gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have her come in, you wrestle whoever, whether it's Sasha or whomever you put her against. Mm-hmm. Have her have a few little things. You've got Shayna in there. They've already put her up there for the title. Let her have a little more of a run. Then I think what would be cool, and we talked about this back when it happened, I think it would be cool because it gives more time and it helps you get a little bit more eyes to it. Why don't you have her, you know, beat a few people up, have Shayna come over, and then bring Roderick Strong's wife, Marina Shafir, over there. Maybe not to wrestle, but just whatever. Bring mm-hmm. them out.
Do the whole four.
Yeah,
four
do the four horsewomen fight thing.
To me, there's no money in that.
And then eventually build that to, you know, the two heads of it fighting.
How about this, too? You have, was it Sonya Deville?
Sonya Deville.
And you have Baszler. Now you have Ronda.
That would be dope.
No, I'm saying it kind of devalues both of them. Because if I want to see the MMA woman in wrestling, I'm going to go to the best in the world. I don't want to look at Sonya Deville now when I can watch Ronda Rousey.
I don't think it devalues them, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it devalues them because everybody knows, not Shayna as much, but everybody knows that Ronda and Shayna both are on a different level as far as MMA goes as compared to Sonya. So I don't really think that that's a devalue because Ronda, I think Ronda and Shayna, because of the work they put in MMA, I think that kind of puts them on a level of their own to where anyone that really pays attention knows that both of them were legit. I'm not saying that Sonya isn't, but let's just
say it kind of like, well, now you see her with the MMA garb doing the punches and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but Shayna's better than you. But yeah, Ronda's way
Ronda was a champion. Well, here's why I think this Ronda thing is going to be a disaster. So let's just say, she becomes great in the ring. Mm-hmm. My whole problem with her is
talking.
Not even talking. She's a terrible actress.
Oh, God.
And look, she doesn't it takes a year. And I wish Tony was here because I know he could explain this a lot better. It takes a long time to get those instincts in the ring. Like, if you look at that interaction where you had Charlotte, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss, and even Stephanie on the outside, Ronda just looked so out of place and uncomfortable and didn't know what to do. The only thing she could think of was, like, they told me to point at the sign. So I'm just going to keep pointing.
Point again.
Like, her instincts just are not there.
Like her facial things?
That's a whole different type of action.
You know who's like so like underrated in that? Alexa Bliss.
I agree.
She's so goddamn good at it.
I'll say this. That's probably the thing she does best. Yeah. Because as high as on her as I used to be.
She's so little. She has such a booty.
Well, the thing that kills me now is I'm like, as much as high as I was on her in 2017, 2018, her stock's falling because I'm like, you ain't defended the title since October.
Oh, dude.
Then your matches themselves ain't that good. Exactly.
You're a fucking hater, dude.
What if they
I love Alexa Bliss. I love her.
I don't remember her last match.
Her last match was the last title defense was the one in October.
I mean, I don't remember her wrestling at all. Like,
what if they pulled Mike Tyson with her?
Okay. With Ronda?
Yeah.
I think that's how you
that would be like Alexa Bliss bodyguard for WrestleMania.
I don't see that happening.
I think you need to use her like Ronda.
Ronda's
going
to be her own star though, dude.
Talking and acting, still working on.
Well, if she's not ready, then you won't want to put her in a marquee
match.
She's money. She's the crossover star. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not hardcore in the wrestling, you're going to watch now.
Yeah, she's going to be on her own. They're not going to put her as like anybody's like.
They're going to leave her out there by herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what's going to come to show.
She's
going
to swim?
And the thing is, it's not.
She's going to sink.
She's talented, but
why don't you pair with Paul Heyman? Make her the female Brock Lesnar.
I would be cool with that. That would be. I suggested that.
That would be too much like right. That would be too much like right.
I said that even on the show. I said that would be a cool idea because we were questioning whether or not she would be able to, you know, cut promos. And I said, to me, I see her as the female Brock Lesnar for the fact that, yeah, there's the MMA thing too, but everyone knows that legitimately.
She's legit.
She could fuck up about every chick in.
But you know what the problem is? I still don't think she can control her facials. Like, she's too much of a fan right now. So if, you know, the great thing about Brock Lesnar is that he knows how to sit there and bounce around and just look menacing.
Or laugh.
Like, Ronda's going to start smiling and just like, yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm a wrestler now. And like, and I don't know if you guys noticed it, but the day after the Rumble, when they mentioned her name, the fans started booing.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, it took away from Asuka's moment.
It took away from that, and they're already interjecting like she's going to be in one of the marquee matchups at Mania.
Oh, have you guys heard the rumor of what they're going to be doing later on in the year?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait till you hear this one. So, the rumor is Asuka's going to win the championship, and guess who's going to take it from her later on in the year?
Oh, Ronda. Fuck.
That would be literally one of the 10 worst decisions
they've ever
made.
I'm high on this Ronda thing, but please don't do that. Not
what do you
quick.
Think
she doesn't deserve?
What do you think
she doesn't deserve though? That? She does not deserve Asuka's streak. If
if they're smart, they don't do what WCW did. Don't give it away on free TV, and don't give it to somebody who doesn't deserve
now,
it.
Now, I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll do the free TV thing. But
don't. That, those are the two. That if it wasn't for that, we might not have WWE as we have it right now. That was their biggest blown thing. You gave away two things. That you gave away Sting's match versus Hogan on free TV. You gave Goldberg's streak away. Don't give Asuka's streak away. Well, I
love
like that.
I don't know about them, but I love that match. That was a great match.
Which one?
Yeah, because you got to watch
Sting Hogan.
Yeah, because you get to watch it free on TV.
Exactly. Well, here.
So since we already mentioned Alexa Bliss, Bobby, what's your thoughts on the whole her defending the title in the first ever female elimination chamber at the end of the month?
That's gonna be sweet.
Yeah,
that's gonna be sweet. I am pissed off about the Finn Balor getting the snub.
Oh, well, that spoils Raw that I haven't watched yet.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's two weeks ago.
Delete, delete.
It's fucking 2 weeks
now,
ago.
No, he's still got a chance, doesn't he? It's like a last.
Yeah, they're doing a fatal four-way.
Are they?
Oh, I thought that was last night. Chance fatal four-way for next week.
I was just talking about Cena. You know, like, what the fuck are they putting Cena over fucking Finn for?
But you know what I heard? Did you see that match?
I like Bobby, man.
Did you see the way Cena was in my favorite. Did you see the way Cena was interacting with that Philly crowd?
I didn't watch the match.
It was damn near heel turns because he was going back at it with
fucking turns.
He was going back, and I'm like, this is why we say we don't like you. You don't need to go over. And
can I say though, I've never been a Cena guy by any means, not like Tony, but I have to say,
Tony's not a Cena guy.
He's a Miz guy.
No, he like Tony just likes trolling people. That's
but I have to say, I give Cena credit in that if you've paid attention lately. Cena's lost a bunch of times too. Like he lost, he just lost to Finn.
He loses.
Yeah, and that's the thing. For a long time, there was the knock that Cena never lost. I think since Cena's come back on the more part time
really
basis,
this is the Brock thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. At least, everybody always bitched that he would never put anybody over. He's been losing matches to some of the younger guys
since that Nexus thing. He's reaped what he sowed, and he started slowly. Letting people, for that Nexus thing, if he puts over at least two people in the Nexus, the landscape of WWE is different right now. You had Wade Barrett, you had Neville, you had
Ryback.
Neville wasn't in the Nexus.
Not Neville.
David Otunga.
Not Neville. Evan wasn't Evan Bourne.
No.
Fuck it. Anyway. If he puts over PJ Wade Barrett, I'll be happy. Shit, I love Wade Barrett.
That was a good try, though. They tried it, too.
He got DDT'd on stone concrete, got up and pinned two guys after that. Even Edge and Y2J said, dude, you went too damn far.
That's Super Cena.
Yeah. My next question is, so we know that they're doing the female elimination chamber. We know that they're trying to build, Ronda. You know, what are your guys' thoughts on the whole Strowman, Roman, and Brock deal?
Bro.
And
how that just sounds funny to say in that order.
That's why I did that. But, how do you guys see that shaking out? Because I can see it going one of two ways. I think it could either it's going to be Roman and Brock, or I still haven't really decided where I see them taking Strowman for Mania.
Roman and Brock. I don't see it going any other way.
See?
I think that's been the plan for a year. So.
Same thing. Roman Brock.
I tell you what, if Roman gets it fucking clean, I'm going to be so pissed.
He will.
Get ready for
He's kicking out of the F5. That shit's
if
happening.
If he gets it clean,
he's kicking
I'm be so
out.
Pissed.
He's kicking out of at least one F5.
Oh, I've already established he's going to kick out of one. But if he doesn't turn heel and join up with the fucking Usos.
Yes. That would be fucking a good idea.
They are blowing that opportunity, man. Because that, and the thing is, you do, like I said, I wore the Shield shirt because I liked Roman in the Shield. Mm-hmm. The powerhouse that don't talk. You don't need to talk when you got Jimmy and Jay. Let them do everything.
Speaking
you just stand
of that,
back there.
Here's
and just
an idea
cool.
to even piggyback off of what Bobby said. You know, this way it incorporates the females too. You know, you could do, Roman and the Usos and then have Tamina and Naomi in there. Or Tamina or
Samoan Dynasty or something like that.
I just think
it would I'd be buy fun. That. You got a female powerhouse. You got a male powerhouse. You got, Jimmy and Jay are both super athletes. You got Naomi's a super athlete.
Even though I like Tamina, fuck put Tamina in, put Nia Jax in it.
Yeah. I mean, but you'd have to have the Usos lose the title earlier than the night and move them over to Raw.
Mm. You know what I've been wanting them to do for a while? Have a
give the New Day back the belts?
No, no. Have a cross brand click. You have Jimmy and Jay running shit there. You got Roman running that over there. That's why I think they should have put Gallows and Anderson on SmackDown. And then either way, you got Balor finally doing a Balor clip. Either way, you got it.
They've only been fucking teasing it since he's been down in NXT.
And it's money. I meant to send you guys the picture last night, but one of my favorite parts of Raw now is not just Finn's entrance like it always has been, but when they have him in the ring and he does the awe, and you got Gallows and Anderson throwing up too sweet. I'm like, that's the shirt. That will get my $28.99 from you when you put those three in that pose on a shirt. You get my money.
Or $40 off on the right day.
Hey, I look for them damn deals. I look for them. I got this one and I got another shirt. Buy one, get one free.
Another thing that you and I talked about when I came over to do your guys' show, you know, you were letting me know that you're a fan of NXT. Like, what do you think about the NXT landscape right now? Because to me, I think NXT is the best shit out right now.
Honestly, like I was telling you, I haven't watched NXT since they did the brand extension draft. I was so invested in Finn. Like, he's my favorite guy. Your favorite guy, and it pisses me off that they're not pushing him harder. We'll get into that another time. Because I've read some shit.
Go now. You're amongst friends.
Read some shit on why they're not doing it is because fucking Brock doesn't like working with a smaller wrestler.
Oh, yeah. That's why they kicked him out of the match. That's why they kicked him out of the, was it not SummerSlam, but was it Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they kicked him out because, oh, he's not a threat.
Well, good luck catching him. Fucking stomps on you.
I mean, you got a guy falling from 13 feet in the air. And
how he doesn't fuck anybody up is beyond me. Like that the ladder match with him and Kevin Owens,
when
he did the coup de grace from the top of the ladder,
yeah.
How he didn't ruin Kevin Owens' next two months.
Skill to do that move, as long as he's done it and not injure people the way that he could. That's skill.
That lets you know how good that guy really is, man.
But like I was saying, I really haven't watched NXT all that much.
Bro, why, man?
Dude, I'm working fucking 12-hour days and then training on top of that. It. By the time I get home, I just want to sleep.
All right, we'll do that thing they call shutting the fuck up.
So, I know nothing about New Japan. I have to say, though, TNA. Dude,
if you get any time, I think leading up here to the Mania takeover, dude, they've got a lot of cool shit that's about to come through, I think.
I say at the very least. At the very least.
Well, I'm hearing
watch the takeovers.
Well, I'm hearing that Adam Cole is phenomenal, Aleister Black is
his Aleister. You would love Aleister Black because I also don't know if you know this. He trained with Stefan Struve too.
Really?
Like that's his trainer for all the striking.
I'm scared of Aleister Black.
That's what I hear is that they built him up to be this fucking monster. Well,
not just that. I'm scared of what they will do to him on the main roster.
I was there.
He's so good. And he's so over.
Knock on wood, motherfucker. Oh, ruin it. But,
that's no knocking needed. They're going to ruin it.
We went.
They ruin everybody from NXT.
Everybody.
I was there at his debut at the takeover from Mania last year. That guy's entrance was fucking sick because they took the lights out and all you seen was this one white light come down. And we're looking like, well, what the fuck are they shining it on? And then slowly but surely, once the music started to pop, he like fucking sits up with his eyes closed doing like a Frankenstein deal and come down just like menacing as fuck and then sits there in like the cross leg deal. It was just cool as shit. And then when he kicked Andrade's fucking head off, that was pretty fucking cool because he picked him up with his foot. He was laying on the ground, picked him up with his foot, stood him all the way up. And then once he dropped him, kicked his fucking head into the front row.
But I say at the very least, watch the takeovers if you can. If
you're I would not miss an NXT. I would
watch this last takeover.
I'd say fuck Raw and all the other shit because it was boring before it.
I agree.
It was just the same shit from fucking Monday to Thursday night. Same fucking thing, repeat.
Right.
So I was like,
don't forget 205 Live.
They can make it such a fucking exciting show.
I'm old school. I said it when this happened, and I think it's on tape. These ain't my cruiserweights. My cruiserweights are Rey Mysterio Jr., or Chavo Guerrero Jr., or Juventud Guerrero, or Dean Malenko, or Chris Jericho. Those are my cruiserweights.
Well, these guys don't have any fucking, like...
There's nothing special.
There's no... Well, not even just anything special. Like, there's something missing. Like, they can't talk. Like, the best thing they had was when Neville was champion and just wrecking people.
I hope bringing...
And I think one of the main problems is that you can see a cruiserweight do a move, but you can then see Cesaro do the exact same move, so it doesn't make them special at all.
Like, I watched those cruiserweight matches in WCW. I watched that when I watched the main event stuff. When I saw Eddie Guerrero or Chris Jericho or Chris Benoit or any of them come out, I'm like, oh, this is going to be the match.
Well, that's why Neville was so special, is because he did some pretty exciting shit.
That's the only time I watched 205 Live was when Neville was. I literally have not watched one episode of 205 Live since Neville quit.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's nobody really special in there now.
It's got a curse, too.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Just bring back the Hurricane.
It was pretty
that
cool
was
seeing
my
him at the Royal Rumble.
Favorite moment of the Rumble. And I won money on Shinsuke. Stand back. That was still my favorite moment.
There's a hurricane coming through.
I knew he had to do the choke slam too, but that was
good. That was hilarious.
I would have wished. I only thing, me being a real slap, I just wanted to like see him and Matt Hardy in the ring at the same time.
That's another one they're fucking up.
See,
they're dropping a fucking ball with
there's
that.
There's money to be made in them shirts.
So as we're wrapping up here, like, what's for you? Obviously, you said you like Finn. Finn's your guy. You know what? As we kind of push into WrestleMania season, what's the biggest thing you want to see how they play out into WrestleMania? I'll ask you the same question, Seth.
Mm-hmm. You asking me?
Bobby. Oh, they've got to put Matt Hardy over somehow. They've
agreed.
Get Jeff in the mix. You've got to do your own version.
And
of,
did you guys see he just got the rights to the Broken Thing?
Mm-hmm. And what's his name from TNA's coming over?
Who Borash is already Borash. Signed.
Yeah, he's not just that, but he's one of the – him and Matt are really what
they pretty
did
much
it together.
Wrote
yeah,
the whole thing, yeah.
So yeah. Matt's doing it for you. What do you think, Seth?
I want to see Braun Strowman become champion.
Okay, I'm cool with that too. I'm cool with that too, not even gonna lie. I mean, watching him fuck shit up is pretty entertaining.
All I'm waiting for is Shinsuke versus AJ. That's all I need in my
damn
life.
For sure. Yeah, so as we head into this weekend, it's a big weekend here for us at Knockouts and Three Counts. Friday night, we have the fight at the Motor City Casino.
Bobby will be there.
Bobby will be there. We will be there. And then you've got Astronomicon. Bobby will be there, and so will we.
Are you going to be an Astro too?
Yeah, my cousin actually is sponsoring Astronomicon. He owns Beyond the Chair Tattoo.
Okay.
They're doing tattoo contests and things like that. So
sweet.
Cool. So we'll definitely see you there too. We'll be doing live shows Saturday and Sunday. You've got Brother Love. You've got Eric Bischoff. You've got Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Booker T.
Five times.
To get Booker T on this show.
Oh, we have to.
I have so many questions.
Or at least, you know.
Oh. I hope so, dude.
Bring your phone and get a little microphone from like you know, go up to Micro Center, get yourself a little plug-in microphone.
Oh, I already got one.
He has
one. Oh, don't you? I am getting some sound.
He already got it from when we were doing it before here.
Oh, I'm getting some sound for Booker T. I got it.
I wanted him before. Now I really want Booker T.
So we've got a lot of stuff coming this weekend, man. Astronomicon's going to be big. You know, you can get your tickets either from Astronomicon's website or I don't know if the Groupon is still out
I
there.
I think it still is.
Are we cosplaying?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Hey,
but,
I don't want you to show up as Buddy the Elf and me just show up in a t-shirt.
Whoa, why
weird.
Do I gotta be Buddy the Elf?
Screw you guys, I'm coming as Chun-Li.
Hey, we do cosplay, you gotta drop a promo.
You don't have the legs for that, brother.
Fuck you guys.
So
my legs are great.
In other words, man, it's gonna be a big show for us. We're doing live shows both Saturday and Sunday, and Devin and I both will be at the Dirty Dozen with Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff as well. So hopefully we have some good stories to bring back to the show.
Yeah, Podcast Detroit is gonna be there exactly. All 3 days. So make sure you go check out the Podcast Detroit booth. We'll be at that one.
So before we get out of here, man, Bobby, you know, plug your social media, plug you know, Cage in the Cave again. Be on the lookout for them as well.
Yeah, you know, just I'm on Facebook, Bobby Adams. Go check out Cage in the Cave on Facebook. You can listen to all of our shows on sportsradiodetroit.com. Yeah, we try to put out a show every week. Sometimes I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to pump podcasts out every couple of days.
Seth, why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out and we'll go around the table.
This is Steve Johnson on Facebook and Superman. I think I said 1278. I could never remember Twitter.
That might be a number.
That doesn't help.
It really doesn't. But yeah, this is Superman 1278 on Twitter.
Mr. Campbell?
I'm Kyle Campbell. Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook. Team Chaos on Twitter and Instagram. And like I've said before, if you send me a friend request in response to this, let me know because I get a lot of friend requests and I don't know you people. So let me know where I know you from. That'll help.
And I am Devin McKenzie. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. Hit up my Instagram, All Steak No Sizzle. Oh, yeah. And I have a episode of All Steak No Sizzle, my original podcast that will be coming out the same time as this one on the Podcast Detroit Network for the first time. Oh, also, I did a Black Panther podcast this past Saturday. That'll be coming out really, really soon as well. Thank you, Randy, for joining me on that one, man. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And, if you need a car, SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Check out the inventory.
What's the promo code?
When you go in there, use the promo code 19309. You get $500 off of your purchase.
500?
500. Five. That's 19309.
And
1939.
Honey.
No, 1939.
I have to. But you can find me on Twitter at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout on Instagram and Twitter. Check out Knockouts and Three Counts page, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast on Facebook, at KL3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. We follow everybody. There will be plenty of stuff that we're going to have coming from Astronomicon as well. And check out the Reality Era news page if you like to talk shit about wrestling.
Shout out to Kevin and Tony.
Apparently, Kev's mom loves him, but he don't love us no more because he didn't come to
And get well, Tony, man. He took a pretty vicious knee to the eye. We'll definitely post that video on the Knockouts page and in the Reality Era news page, man. But he's doing well. He just couldn't make it to the show today. So get well soon, Tony.
Come check us out this weekend. Peace.
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 Peace.